The Queen's Tongue, Learning English.
My uncle left for Africa and later America, and left behind this interestingly scratchy and neatly smelling postcard. It turned out that the city pictured there was New York. Being a fan of new things, I began getting used to the idea that I would have to live there for at least a couple of years. I had some problems that I first needed to solve. The biggest problem was actually pretty big, because I was very small. I might have been 7, maybe 9, but at 9 it wouldn't seem like such a big problem, not to me. In a word, I needed to become an adult. That New Yorkers spoke a different language would have registered if I thought about it, but I had my hands full of growing up. And it wasn't long before my parents bought me the Commodore 64. Since everyone was saying, "Computers are the future," I figured I should learn how to use it too. Right about the same time, we began receiving the British Sky Broadcasting Network signal, and the linguistic barrier hit pretty hard. We also had ProSieben and RTL, which was in German, but it was showing Roseanne, which was about America. So on one end, I was learning about America in German and learning English from the DJ Cat show on British TV. I once knew as much German as English, and I actually used German in real life once. On my way back from a trip to Netherlands, as we stopped in a rest area in Germany, a Harley Davidson rider came up to us and asked, "Was ist die Uhr?" I made my colleague show him his watch. The rider might not have realized that we didn't speak German. It wasn't long before I ended up in New York, in Brooklyn, the city with streets paved with gold, or mica, as I was told. I had to fill out some medical paperwork across the city, so it was as good of a time as any to ride the freaking subway for the first freaking time. I did not get lost, but let me just reveal to you what it was like. All the station names I memorized over and over so that I wouldn't get lost or miss my stop, they were all wrong. They didn't sound anything like what I memorized. Only a small part of this was the speaker. I memorized them in the language I knew, the only language I knew, not the language everyone in New York spoke. It sounded completely different. And I was immediately lost. And the same thing happened. A person walked up to me and asked, "Do you have the time?" Well, I did. But in the heat of the moment, I only knew the numbers separately, and I wasn't sure if I should say 1:05 or 3 p.m. And it was just too much. So in my best British tongue, I uttered, "I don't speak English." They asked something else, but I already failed that test. Now, I was learning English. I was doing very well. And if I had 45 seconds to pull myself together and think about what was going on, I would have remembered 15 and to say 3 p.m. instead, and maybe even throw in, "You're welcome," just to show off. But I was 42 seconds short to do that. This is a good thing, because all the lessons aside, this is how you begin learning a language for real. I never practiced numbers or days of the week. I just willed myself to know them. From all the TV I watched and especially the closed captions. Once I had my medical paperwork, I went to school. The English teacher accused me of knowing English, of pretending not to speak it. And she failed me multiple times. There was this hokey ceremony where everyone was getting awards for achievement, and I didn't get one. The person I was sitting next to was laughing that he got one, because it was ridiculous that he should receive it. But the English teacher removed me from that list, because she was convinced I didn't achieve anything, that I was pretending not to speak English.
I was so proud of myself, and I wasn't scared of her at all. She made an acquaintance of mine, Eva, cry, and I went to the principal, who I am sure gave her a stern talk.
English turned out to be a lot larger than I expected. But being exposed to these situations, especially stressful or insulting, makes us hungry for language. And you know what? Not so long after that, just a few years, I was working in Wyandot on web design, which is very easy to learn and I highly recommend it. And a client complained that they couldn't understand me. And the office started discussing how my accent was heavy and was getting in the way, something I couldn't quite hear myself, though you can still hear traces of it in the way I pronounce the word basic. I can't feel anything wrong with the way I pronounce it until I hear it on audio. Basic is the name of a programming language and one of the first words that I learned in English, and I still pronounce it the Polish way with the hard Z. But get this, later it turned out my accent was fine. It was my passionate babbling about connecting to FTP servers and talking about HTML tags and HTML tables that caused the trouble. It was still somewhat stressful to speak to strangers, but now the stress was revealing itself in not being tactful about their vocabulary. I think it is safe to say that it was a huge milestone in my self-education. Reading wasn't much of a problem. I think we underestimate the magic of closed caption TV. I think that this is what taught me to read. I plowed through a shelf of cheap paperbacks, and I had zero problems with comprehension. I was reading books about UFOs, and I really enjoyed it. By the time books on tape or narrated books came up on my radar, I felt perfectly comfortable with English. Though narrated books are a powerful tool for learning English and just learning things in general, seriously. And this is my recommendation. Whatever language you are hoping to learn, narrated books will get you most of the way there. To finish it off, you will need to permanently move to that country. Even if you don't speak the language yet, move and mingle and soak up the new culture. If you are not sure which language to pick, choose English, because part of the beauty of a language lies in the number of countries that you can daydream about moving to. Oh my gosh, and one more thing. If you ever take to visit the United Kingdom, whatever you do, leave your fanny pack at home and do not use the word fanny lightly or like at all.